Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Phil, voters before said twice no to abolishing capital punishment, but is this a new day?
Well, that's what some people are thinking. The question is whether voters are even going to get another say on it. You know, the pollsters have long been saying that death penalty is fading in terms of voter support. That over the years, if you go back to the times of Governor Duke Majum when it had a 75 to 85% support, it's drifting. And as Gavin Newsom likes to say, the arc of history is in favor. The question is that arc going to land in time for the next election? The last one that they attempted to repeal was in 2016, and there were two ballot measures before voters. One was to abolish the death penalty. That didn't make it. It failed. 47% went for it. 53% said no. We want to keep things where they are. That's still a chunk of votes. And an accompanying measure to actually speed up the process narrowly won by 51%. So the Dems and the anti-death people have to decide whether or not they want to put the chip down in and roll the wheel again in 2020, when a lot of swing seats may be up for election in districts where it might not sell that well.
Okay, so even if it gets past the voters, Phil, it still has to go to the state legislature.
No, actually, first it goes to the state legislature. See, the state legislature would take two-thirds of, if it was a constitutional amendment, it would take two-thirds of the state legislature to put it on the ballot. So the first step is the legislature. So I've been talking with lawmakers, and some going, yeah, go for it, but I don't think, you know, it's going to pass. And I say, why not? They said, well, you know, because there are these concerns. It's not everybody's on board with the idea of going out and making this an issue, one of many issues out there. So first they got to get all the Democrats to sign on to it. And the Democrats have supermajorities in both of the houses, but they want to hold on to those supermajorities. And do they want to put something on the ballot that could put that in danger? I'm not sure. So we're going to see an announcement about it. We'll see if it makes the ballot. And then, because, like I said, it's not a done deal. Are there enough voters there to go for it, and in areas where they couldn't knock off a Democrat as a result of this?
We only have about 20 or 30 seconds left, but are there enough groups out there that would put pressure on their state legislators?
Yes. I think there are groups out there that would put this pressure on their state legislators, but there are also groups out there that would wait till it got on the ballot to put the pressure on the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.